Drug-Free Communities Grant 080607.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning. It's 9:05. We've got a cloudy sky right now, 25 degrees. Thursday Talk Round, March 11th. It's the morning show with Dablo, and thank you for making us part of your day, part of your life, part of your morning. Appreciate that. Well, as we do every Thursday, talking Richland Wilkin Community Foundation, Jana Burnt in. Jana, good morning.
Good morning. Happy winter.
Happy winter for a few days.
Yeah, right. And March Madness.
March Madness. We'll get to that soupy little thing going on.
Yeah.
Hard to believe 1 year ago.
Is
when the country started shutting down because of COVID. But we
thought it'd just be a few days, a few weeks. Woof-da.
I know. And a year later, here we are. But life moves forward. You got a great event coming up.
We're gonna
take a little tour here, thanks to you. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's a culinary tour of Italy. So, exciting event next Thursday. It's actually going to be a virtual event. So, I don't know how many of you liked a cooking class, but this is a cooking class that's going to be interactive. You get to actually cook with Chef Kyle from NDSCS Culinary Arts. And last night, we had a little test run. We were checking out our technology, but he decided to do a little cooking. And he gave us a little sneak peek of what he's going to do. And boy, I am impressed. He's an educator.
Yes.
He's first an educator. But telling you the why. Why do we pound the meat the way we do? Why do we put the flour the way we do? And what about this hot oil? And it was very, very educational and interesting. And guess what? I got to taste a little bit of the chicken.
How did you get in on that deal?
Well, I had to be the technology person.
Oh, okay.
My family would laugh if they knew it was me saying technology.
So you were actually right there.
I was right
to take
there.
Part.
Yep. So the camera's right in on them. So it's, if you've ever watched a cooking show, it's a Rachel Ray deal. It is. It's all there. But you got Chef Kyle, who's an educator. So it's really exciting.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Now, has the menu expanded at all? Or is you know, from when this was first conceptualized to now?
He's been perfecting things.
So, I'm sure.
Yeah. So we have an appetizer that will be kind of a shrimp thing. We have a chicken base for our main with risotto, which I've never had. Risotto, especially, I've never made it.
No.
And then we have an almond flourless chocolate cake. Oh my goodness.
Making me hungry.
When I walked into the kitchen, I smelled that and I'm like, yeah, I need to taste that too, just to make sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a tour of Italy, how did this come about? Were you just searching around for things or kind of put your head together with Kyle and he just went, hey, I got it?
Yeah, he really likes this particular menu that he selected. So he suggested the Italian. Also thinking about our guests, you know, you've got a lot of people, you know, are you allergic to this or allergic to that? So it was really kind of one of those, what can we do that sounds really different than just your normal meal around Breckenridge, Wapton, Richland, Wilkin counties? So, he promised. It sounds very fancy, but as I watched him, it's doable. It's very doable. He takes us step by step on how to make this beautiful meal, and even down to the plating. And it's really exciting.
Well, you said he's an educator, and people who know about their culinary arts program out there knows that nothing better.
Yeah,
you know,
award-winning all the way. He's top-notch. And he's got a little humor, too, so it's kind of fun. Yeah.
Well, that helps, too, in the presentation.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So if people want to be a part of this, Jana, how can they do this?
You know, they need to go to our website, and it's just ndcf.net, and then they're looking for Richland Wilkin, and there's tickets available. We've got it all over social media. We've had it in the paper, obviously, talking through you. So doing a lot of advertising around that, but they simply buy a link. So one link for $50, however many people you have in your family or in your household, or if you have some friends over or whatever, you just need a link. And you'll pull it up on your tablet or your computer or however you're going to watch it. And then you'll watch. So once you buy the link, though, we'll send you the recipes. We'll send you the grocery list that you need. We're partnering with Econo Foods. There's even a wine suggestion. He's got some wine suggestions on the white and the red. So it's
You can't have Italian food without wine.
Exactly.
Right.
One of them is layered cake. I said, yeah, that sounds kind of good. That's the white wine.
Oh, man.
And then the other one's sledgehammer. It's the red wine. So I'm not a wine connoisseur, but it sounded kind of fun. And Kip over at Econo Wine and Spirits is is partnering with us too, so we've got it all set.
Well, Kip will take care of you, definitely. Yeah, exactly. He knows what to suggest too.
Yeah.
This can be a lot of fun. And again, when is this, Jana?
Next Thursday, 6 o'clock. Need to get your ticket ahead of time so you can prepare your kitchen and get it kind of ready. But it's going to be a fun night. And again, at the crux of all of this, as much fun as we're going to have, we're raising money for a really worthwhile organization that's helping a lot of things in our community, whether it's the youth or the disadvantaged, or, you know, just the arts, the historical preservation. We do a lot of things just to make this a better place to live, to work, and to raise a family.
You got quite a broad-based mission statement over there at the foundation.
You really do.
You encompass a lot.
Right.
All right. And well, and next week, too, we're going to be giving away a ticket and having some fun with that.
A free link.
A free link ticket.
Stay tuned.
So listen up next Thursday. We'll be giving that away with some Italian fun, too.
Sounds good.
Jana, great having you in this morning. Right. And for those of you that missed the interview or just tuning in here, we will have this in podcast form, my interview with Jana. That's on our website, kbmwnews.com, along with the news story. That'll be up later on this afternoon. It's 9:11, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Hop into spring on March 20th, 10 to 4 down at Yankee-Pazoo. Hop into spring features great events and a whole lot of fun as only Yankee-Pazoo can provide. And don't forget, Yankee-Pazoo opens for the 2020.